We're back, baby. That's my favorite
We are back, baby. After a week off, Eddie and I are back with the latest episode of News from the Queue. I am Paul from Destination Geek, and I am joined by
Eddie from Eddietainment. And we were off for a week, but we did release two, like, almost back to back.
We did. We gave you two in 1 week. And if you have not checked out our last episode, we talked about Islands of Adventure at Universal Studios and The Lost Continent. And what we think may be coming there, what may or, you know, what's rumored to be coming there. So definitely give that a listen. It's a fun listen. We really enjoyed recording it. Maybe a hint of what's to come, whether it's Pokemon, Legend of Zelda, or something else. So definitely check that out. I'll link that at the end of this video, or we'll link it at the end of this video. Give that one a listen. But today we're back. We're back in Williamsburg, Virginia. We're going to be talking about For Bolton, which as of this recording opens this week.
Yes, sir.
Yes. For Bolton Forbidden Turn officially opens to the public May 30th with pass member ride times on May 29th. And Media Day is on May 28th. So for those of you who have been anxiously awaiting to see what awaits you in the Black Forest, make sure to check out my channel on May 28th, and make sure to check out Eddie's Patreon. Because he's got exclusive access
to
Patreon.
Paul. Thanks for that May shout 28th. Out. I did it last time around when we did the hard hat tour, and this time around I'm gonna do it as well. Hopefully a little bit better, you know, learning from past experiences. But I'm gonna try to do as much live while we're in there, showing you guys updates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting. Yeah, but, all right, so make sure to check out Eddie's. You can get to it through your channel, right?
It's in the description of my channel. There's a link for all my social medias. I'm sure you have it as well in the description of your videos, as well as Patreon.
Okay. And you can also check out Destination Geek with all the information you see on the screen here. I don't know if it's this way or this way, but it's on the screen here somewhere.
Or this way, or this way, or this way, this way. Or this way.
But you're probably already subscribed, but if you're not, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell on both of our channels. It really helps us out, you know, and it helps us out to not just, you know, for personal gratification, but also helps us to be invited to these events. Eddie and I will both be there for Media Day for this Thursday, May 28th, for Bolton Forbidden Turn. But Eddie, even in advance of that, you were at the park yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about what you've been seeing in the construction and all that.
Dude, so I first got to say the excitement is real. And the journey with For Bolton, pun intended, has been a roller coaster. When the announcement first came out, you like that? When the announcement first came out, I didn't know exactly what to think. I like the idea that we were getting something different, you know, something new, but I didn't know what to think because the general consensus was Pantheon deserved it, right? Mm-hmm. Pantheon should have got it. But more and more, as things have rolled out, I've become more excited about this, and the excitement is palpable at the park because when I was over there recording, the coaster was like surrounded by people that were curious, people that were aware, and it was interesting because it was causing a bunch of conversation with everybody. You know, people that were curious and didn't know what was going on, they were like, the most interesting thing to hear is that a ride? And I'm like, wow, there's still first timers coming to the park, enjoying these experiences, not knowing what's in the park. Like now, it's like the back of my hand for the park when I walk through. Funny joke would be, what the heck is that? You know,
where'd that come from?
But it was great. So things that I observed were the trains were going out. They were cycling, and they were cycling pretty consistently. I saw a moment where like the red and the blue train almost went out like one after another. So I'm not sure if they're pausing them at another spot to test out a launch mechanism. Because I did notice that they sent out the blue train, the red train almost followed it almost immediately, but the blue train made its way back. The red train took a little bit longer. So I think they're testing things out throughout the track because I don't know any other reason why they would send two trains out and one wouldn't come back as quickly as the other. Audio was on. There was an audio cue for where the sign is.
Oh,
yeah.
Avita Zane or Don't Turn Right? Can you hear it from it here? Or from where you were?
It was interesting because the audio cue was almost a little bit off. It wasn't right when the vehicle was passing. So I don't know if that's for like public testing. They throw it off a little bit so that, you know, the public's not getting the full experience. But it was more like a rock type of music that was playing. Like a dun 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 dun, dun, you know, like as the vehicle was approaching. I didn't hear anything like a vocal of saying Avita Say or anything like that. I did hear like the you know how like all the rides have like the warning Verboten is about to take off or whatever. I didn't hear that part, but that's not part of the ride experience. That's more safety for employees to know that get out of the ride area.
I mean, all the new signage in the queue, you know, you've got Frau Hexel's Magical Motor Tours. You've got like a little moving Frau Hexel sign. She does this.
Yep.
You know, you got a bunch of stuff
for me, though.
She wasn't waving for you?
No, she wasn't waving for me. And I was excited to see that. She
was tired. Her waiver was tired.
Yeah.
And I know the video screens are up in the queue. I've seen, you know, some footage. And if you are not following our buddy, Steeler Wayne, Steeler, Steeler, like Steeler, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've never asked. I mean, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I guess.
He is absolutely.
Good for you, Wayne. Good for you. You got one more year with Aaron Rodgers. but Steeler Wayne, you know, he posts. He's been there quite frequently, and he's posted some like, you know, the footage from the queue with the, you know, the screens, and you see like Frau Hexel like lifting up a car. It's all done in silhouette, but it's pretty cool. So he's been pretty good about providing updates. Almost better than us.
Almost. Well, another thing I noticed is I don't know if you recall from the Hard Hat Tour, the exit experience of Verboten is changing. So before we used to kind of like just exit straight out. Now they're changing the exit to go through a kind of like merch shop, photo shop. And there's a sign up for that. The door's been kind of like painted and rethemed. It's one of those like shutter style doors, right? Mm-hmm. That's been painted and rethemed, and it has a sign over it.
We were talking about this before we podcasted, because I think it says Frau's Photos or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, when Verboten first opened, for quite a while, Verboten has, you may not know this if you've only ridden it in recent years or never ridden it, but Verboten has has built in video cameras in the ride.
I didn't know that.
So that like it felt like in the car. Like if you look right down, there's like a little lens that was a video camera,
right?
Yeah, in the dashboard, there's a little lens, and it films you. I mean, it used to, and you used to be able to buy that video. So I'm very curious if that will be back up and running, you know, with the refurbishment they've done on the cars, and I think there is also a photo taken during the ride. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. There is a photo taken during the ride. And the spot that's now converted to like the merch shop used to be solely like, I think, photos and like light wands and stuff like that.
I'm hopeful, and I'm going to say this, please forgive me, Busch Gardens. The merchandise for the Big Bad Wolf at launch was crappy. Okay. You know, when the Big Bad Wolf first opened, the merchandise was crappy. They did not have a good hat. So I'm hopeful that the launch merchandise for Verboten Forbidden Turn will be better. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen any of it. So, you know, we'll see. You know, it's because they're so focused on getting the ride up and running that sometimes the merchandise isn't even available. Now, the Big Bad Wolf has better merchandise now.
It does.
Than like, it did like when it first opened.
Shirts.
Yeah, the shirts. And they have shirts and new hats and all that stuff. But all that stuff wasn't there last season. It came in this season.
Yeah,
the good stuff.
They've gotten some grief over the Big Bad Wolf merch, but I have no problem with it. I actually enjoy the Big Bad Wolf merch.
Here's the thing: like it's a wolf on a shirt, right? Like it's better now than it was when it first opened, and I think that's true of most of the rides. When the rides first opened, the merchandise is pretty bare bones. Because I remember when Dark Coaster first opened, it was literally like purple shirts with the gold Dark Coaster logo. Like it's just a logo and shirt. So probably going to be the same for Verbolten Forbidden Turn, but like given literally everything that they're doing in this story yeah. of this ride with Frau Hexel and Broom and the characters and all that stuff, it's got potential to be pretty awesome. I just don't know about, I'm a big merch guy, you can tell. Like,
yeah.
I'm going off on this little tangent for no reason. And Busch other Gardens, than I hope they have good merch.
Busch Gardens, listen, he started with hats. We're obviously hat guys. You rarely yeah. see us without our hats on. So yeah. give us a good hat. And
not a crappy trucker hat. Don't give me one of those cheap trucker hats. Give me a dad hat. Give me something yeah. with a folded bill. You know, something like what Eddie's. So, see, Eddie likes those types of hats. Just give me a decent hat.
Yeah. So funny enough, this hat is probably like the best quality hat that I've found at Universal. This was at Epic, but I've tried.
I was with you when you got that hat.
Yeah. You were with me. It was the opening of the hotel. Stella Nova, right?
Stella Nova. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never stayed at Terra Luna.
I've tried like their like Nintendo merch and stuff like that. The hat's not as sturdy and good quality as like this one. So like it's. Even at Universal, sometimes it's hard to find like a great hat. Yeah. But I came up with an idea while you were talking about this. Frau Hexel shirt, black with Frau Hexel, and that scene that she has in the like little teaser where she's like smashing like a hammer down and the lightning's coming out.
Yeah. Well, that's the broom. She's the broom.
Oh, is it the broom?
Yeah.
Is it a broom? For some reason, I thought it was like Thor's hammer or something, but.
You know what? But, I have a good idea for merch. I sent this to Eddie the other day. I'm gonna flash it up on here right now. It's I asked ChatGPT to put together a little image of me inspired by the classic Army of Darkness poster, standing on top of the red Volkswagen with Frau Hexel by my side holding broom, like movie poster style with Dark Castle in the background. There you go. Print that shirt. Make that
nice.
Destination Geek.
It would be cool if like they had custom merch where you could slap your face on something.
Yeah, that would be
like a figure like that.
That's the wave of the future with AI and all that stuff. But regardless, you know, I think we'll get some bare bones merchandise when it first opens. I think we'll see better stuff in the future. But you know, I always look forward to seeing what type of merchandise is coming out, and we'll find out later this week, and we'll find out what beer Virginia Beer Company put together for it, and what soda flavor that is it Fanta. That puts together the soda flavors.
Okay. I think Fanta is the one that did Loch Ness for sure. I don't recall who did Dark Coaster.
Yeah.
It must be Fanta, I'm assuming.
Probably. And all this, and if you don't know that there's specialty soda flavors, if you go to the Coke Freestyle machines on the bottom right, there's a little button, and you can actually still get like the dark. I don't think you can get the Dark Coaster one, but you can definitely get Loch Ness and Big Bad Wolf soda flavors in the Coke Freestyle machines, just in case you didn't know what we were talking about.
Man, you could even get McDonald's meals.
Yes. You know, Eddie sent me a picture the other day that he was at McDonald's, and so you know the McDonald's in the Tidewater or Coastal Virginia. It used to be Hampton Roads, now it's Coastal Virginia region of Virginia, which is basically Williamsburg through Virginia Beach. Usually, do a specialty meal. It's the same meal. It's two cheeseburgers, 20 chicken nuggets, and I think two large fries or something. Two medium fries.
They're not going to splurge that much.
Yeah, with every Busch Gardens new ride that opens. And so they've got one for Dark Coaster, which the meal itself is nothing special, but it usually, if you're lucky, has a specialty box.
So I drove up, and first and foremost, nothing against McDonald's, but I used to eat McDonald's a lot. I don't eat it as much anymore. And for some reason, I was feeling nostalgic for a quarter pounder. And that's when I pulled up, and Ollie was hungry, so I was getting him nuggets. And I pull up, and I see it, and I'm like, oh, cool. What a cool coincidence. Take a picture of it. And I was about to order, and I was like, that sounds like way too much food. Didn't even think about a box or anything commemorative. But as I drove off, I thought about it. Some people posted on my like Facebook the box and all that stuff, and I was like, "Oh darn! I should have just bought it for the box then." Because
it's not available because you're more Northern Virginia. It's not available where you are. You have to go. It's only Williamsburg and South.
So you know this wasn't too far. It was Ashland.
Oh really? Okay, so it is available northern than okay.
Yeah, well, it's still like about like 40 minutes, 50 minutes for me. But
you gotta go. You gotta go get one.
Yeah, right.
It's Memorial Day. There's your burgers.
Somebody commented that there wasn't a box with this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know if like, you know, they ran out of them or something when that person went. I don't even know how long this meal has been out, but
Yeah, if they
yeah,
don't have
that was
boxes,
a
then it's not worth it.
yeah.
But
It was an interesting find. But back to things I saw. We got the weight screen is up and it's themed. So like the where they're gonna put the wait times
Oh,
for
wait
like,
screen.
you know, like 30 minutes or whatever. So before they had like the little manual one that was like the dial, the clock dial, and they just use the arrows. Now it's a digital one. And it's sitting right above the test seat. There's a new enter sign, which looks really nice. And that's one thing. All the signage, all the new signage is really like well done. Doesn't look cheaply made. It looks like it has like, you know, thick stock of wood. I don't know what type of wood it is, but a thick stock of wood, even for the actual like sign with all like the rules and warnings and all that stuff. As Paul said, Frau Hexel is there with the motor tour sign, and she's waving. She wasn't waving yesterday,
And we're
unfortunately. She
talking a
wasn't.
wooden sign for that one. The animatronic is not currently visible from the public areas,
Correct.
but
Correct.
I think, but I could be wrong, but I do
I
believe
think
it
she's
is in
there.
the house.
Yes. So yesterday, that was something that I noticed. The queue line, the enclosed portion, filled with staff. Water bottles in there and everything. I think she's off to an angle where I can't capture her, which is probably good that I didn't capture her, honestly. Don't ruin the surprise. I'll meet her on Thursday. But I did
Meet
try to
her.
get an angle. What'd you
It's
say?
in meet her. Like
Yeah.
me and Frau.
Yeah. But I think she's in there. And I was hearing some like audio stuff too. I don't know if it was the load station or inside of that line queue. I couldn't tell exactly where it was coming from, but there's definitely some audio cues. I watched the screens. There's multiple different things that go on the screens, but for the most part, this the static version of the screens is windows, right? With blinds. The blinds will open occasionally, and there's also silhouettes, as you mentioned, that you see happening behind the blinds as they're closed. Man, I'm so excited. All watching
I'm
all this.
looking. I'm looking down right now. The very this ride was officially announced on November 10th, 2025. Officially announced, but we had hints of it as far back as June of 2025 is when the hints first started coming out. So like, I'm ready. I'm psyched. I
Yeah,
am
I'm
very
ready.
excited for this.
And shout out to them because yes, it was announced in November. Yes, we had hints before that, but the ride stayed open up till the end of last year.
Yeah, it stayed open until the first week of January because it closed at the end of Christmas Town.
So they basically did this huge retheme in a matter of like 5 months, and we're about to figure out how big of a retheme it is, but I'm pretty sure the inside of the show building has changed significantly. I've seen some people comment on some of my videos. For the most part, all the comments have been super positive, but there have been a couple that not being super negative, but they're like, I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's the same track. And I'm like, yes, it's the same track, but they've changed the whole entire storyline. They changed the layout of all the theming, which in to a certain degree, when you're riding it, you're gonna feel like you're going through a new ride.
And
I
there's
don't
no
think.
reason to change the track. Like the ride itself is great. There's literally no, that ride still holds up from a track perspective. And I'm sure it'll run smoother. I'm sure they've done some maintenance on it while it was closed. So I think it'll run smoother. But like there was nothing wrong with it from a
No.
ride perspective. Everything, with this ride, everything that needed refurbishment was really more in the special effects category. Not all of the effects were still working the same. Like I mentioned, the cameras, that kind of thing. So like the fact that they didn't just like polish up and fix the projections and actually put animatronics and like these giant tree branches and this giant, we have seen everything except the giant tree.
Yeah.
You know, at least we've seen previews. You know, we've seen previews of the branches. We saw some in person. We've seen Frau Hexel animatronics, like Busch Gardens posted that. We have not seen what the tree itself looks like in any preview stuff that we've seen so far. And because it's in the show building, it's not even something that people can sneak a peek of like they can with some of the signage and stuff. So I'm wondering what the, because it is very prevalent in the, if you watch the trailers that, you know, Busch Gardens has released, and the commercials, I should say, the trailer shows the track going through the mouth of the tree.
The tree, yep.
So,
yeah. How they pull that off is going to be interesting. But yeah, I think it's going to be such a significant theming change that it's going to feel like a new coaster to a degree. And I'll leave it up to our like hardcore coaster followers on whether or not this is going to be a new tick on your coaster rides, you know, like how everybody's like always keeping up their, I'm going to sound like a real rookie here, but what like coaster points or whatnot.
Oh, I'm sure I'm coaster credits. I don't know. Is there a thing?
Coaster credits. There we go. That.
Oh, it is a thing. Okay.
Coaster credits.
Well, you know, you had mentioned something earlier, you know, about how like it sometimes surprises us that this is still someone's first time at Busch Gardens. So Busch Gardens, with the reopening of Verboten, has 10 roller coasters and Grover's. So technically 11, but Grover's is a kid coaster.
Don't you say that in front of Ollie. He'll punch you.
I know.
Grover's is the best by his standard.
Yeah, I've never ridden Grover's. But there are 10 roller coasters. That all automatically makes this a destination park.
Paul.
That is like, if you think about like growing up in Virginia, King's Dominion was always the roller coaster park, right?
Yeah.
Or like Cedar Point. Now that I live in Michigan, you know, Cedar Point, you know, coaster capital of the world, you know, Six Flags Magic Mountain, thrill capital of the world, because they've got so many coasters. Busch Gardens has 10 coasters. That's a lot of coasters for one park. Now, I do think they need some other stuff. I'm looking forward to investment in flat rides, dark rides, simulation rides over these next few years, more so than
they do have. They just need more of.
Yes.
They do have flat rides. They just need more of. And just to add to your perspective, Epic Universe opened up with 11 attractions, period. We have 11 roller coasters only. And then there's flat rides and many other things to do.
Yeah.
Not to compare to Epic Universe. Obviously, their 11 are like super ultra themed, but they only have 11 attractions. Period.
Yeah.
So,
but if I were Busch Gardens, you know, we're gonna hold on this because I was gonna say, you know, what's next, right? Like, what's next coming to Busch Gardens? What do we think is next? What do we want to come next? I think we'll save that for a future episode, because I think there's a lot of discussion and rumors about what's coming next. And we can kind of revisit the surveys that Busch Gardens sent out last year and earlier this year on, you know, getting people to vote on what they wanted to see. Cause I think that'll inform some of what we're going to see over the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's right around the corner is spectacular. I'm excited. I don't know if there's much more to say outside of the fact that May 30th, is going to be a huge day. If you're a past member, highly recommend that you make your way out the 29th if you can. Yeah. Obviously, you know, don't go out of your way. But I have seen some people commenting that they asked their parents if they could skip school and whatnot so that they could go the 29th. I don't condone or not condone that.
we stay silent on the topic.
Yeah,
we
stay silent on that. But the 29th is probably going to be your best opportunity to go to the park, ride the ride without crazy major lines. I don't know if they're going to let multiple rides throughout the day, but I know in the past, all pass members on Friday got one ride, and then towards the end, if you stayed all day, they kind of opened it up and you could ride again.
Okay.
So I think that's just for the sake of making sure all pass members get to ride at least once.
Yeah.
But if you stay up till to park close, the last like hour or so, it's like free reign. Anybody who's left can just go ahead and, you know, marathon it if they want to. But also take into consideration, it's not just the coaster on May 30th, it's Hoobastank, which,
yeah,
from my opinion, is going to be drawing a crowd itself too. So there's going to be a lot of people that coincidentally came for Hoobastank and are like, oh, there's a new ride too. Getting in line for that. That doubles the line for everybody who's there just for the coaster and not for Hoobastank.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
keep that in mind.
This is the week, folks. This is the week for Bolton Forbidden Turn. Everything we've been talking about and building up to, this is what it is. So definitely let us know your thoughts down below. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you're most looking forward to from For Bolton Forbidden Turn. Let us know what you think is coming next. Like, what's coming after For Bolton Forbidden Turn? And I'm not talking about the Summer of Wonder. I'm talking about, like, what's going to come after that? You know, what's the next thing that we're going to, you know, be tracking? Is it going to be the return of Le Mans Speedway? Is it going to be another coaster? Is it going to be the return of Corkscrew Hill? Like, what do you think it's going to be? Let us know in the comments down below because we want to hear from you. Yeah, while you're down there, hit the subscribe button, the notification bell, and give us a thumbs up on this video because it helps us out to know that you like this type of content. And that subscription will make sure that you see it when we release it. We have more episodes coming. We're going to be bouncing back and forth between Halloween Horror Night speculation, Busch Gardens news. There's obviously summer news. We're going to get into Hollow Scream speculation season here in probably another month and a half, maybe. That we'll start getting first hints of what's coming to Hollow Scream. Last year, I think it was around June timeframe that we had our first hints of Hollow Scream because Busch Gardens was releasing images of like the big bad wolf, you know, as like a guy in costume as a wolf, like jumping people, to preview. So I think we'll start getting our first hits of marketing for Hollow Scream in the next month. So make sure you subscribe to check that out. Well, Eddie, I will see you Thursday.
I'll see you Thursday, sir.
It is time to ride some For Bolton, people. We'll catch you there.